Hey everyone, I'm Leah Jacobson, and if you use essential oils, you've come to the right place. As a certified clinical aromatherapist with over a decade of experience, I'll be guiding you with practical information without learning complicated chemistry. This will ensure that you and your family stay safe while enjoying the benefits of essential oils. Enjoy season 4 of the podcast as we read through my latest book, Using Essential Oils Safely. Now let's get started. Hey everyone, do you use essential oils, or maybe you're just curious about using them and you want to make sure you know how to use them before you get started? Then you have come to the right place. My name is Leah Jacobson, a certified clinical aromatherapist, essential oil educator, speaker, author, and all of that good stuff. But most importantly, I am your go-to when you have a question about how to use essential oils safely, no matter which brand you use. Now let's get started on today's podcast. Today's tip is to use essential oils as a burn soother recipe and as an analgesic remedy for all kinds of burns. So a couple of podcasts ago, I let you know that I would be sharing with you my awesome burn soother recipe that has had much success. So when I say burn soother, this is for sunburns, it's for kitchen stove burns, it's for road rash, it's for anything where your skin has been burned or is in need of soothing from a traumatic situation. So I will give you a link to this recipe at the end, but I just want to let you know it's a combination of jojoba oil and aloe vera gel with the addition of helichrysum, lavender, and frankincense essential oils. So this is a really great blend to put preferably in a squeeze bottle so that you can kind of drizzle this over the skin. If you put it in a roller bottle, it might irritate or hurt when you are rolling it on your skin for these burns. So I would advise you to make this in a 2-ounce squeeze bottle and leave it in your refrigerator for when you need it. It will be nice and cool, and you can pop it right out of the fridge and put it on your skin whenever you have situations that you need a burn soother. Now, for those of you who understand how jojoba works and realize that it is a wax, it's not technically a carrier, it's technically a wax. And if you're like, okay, Leah, you said to refrigerate it, isn't that going to cause some issues with jojoba turning solid? Well, great thought, but when you do mix it with the aloe vera gel, it actually just makes it thick, which is great because that helps it to smother the burn, which is exactly what you need so the essential oils can do their job. So if you are interested in this recipe, you can go to my website, usingeossafely.com/burn soother, and you can find the directions on how to make this, the essential oils that I suggest using, and then there's some Q&A at the bottom of the page underneath the recipe in case you are wondering about substitutions or if you don't like lavender, what you can use, questions about aloe vera gel, which I answer down underneath the recipe. So please feel free to ask your questions. If you don't find them answered over there, you can email them to me as well at usingeossafely@gmail.com. And I hope this tip has been useful. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. If you would like more information about using essential oils safely, you can visit my website over at usingeossafely.com. Have a suggestion for another podcast episode or have a question for me about using essential oils? Go ahead and shoot me an email. My personal email is leah@usingeossafely.com. This is Leah Jacobson, empowering you to use essential oils safely. I hope you learned something new today. Tell a friend about our podcast so they can learn too. All episodes are available at leahjacobson.com/podcasts. To get a signed copy of my book or to access the course, which contains even more information, jump on over to my website, leahjacobson.com/book/course, for those resources.